Text numéro 84. 2 pints of lager and a decaf latte. Take a morning stroll past the Jack Phillips in Godalming, a prosperous commuter town in Surrey, and you might well not realise that it is, in fact, a pub. Traditionally, pubs do not open before about 11 a.m, and the first customers through the doors are often the local alcoholics. But the Jack Phillips has been open since 7 a.m, serving cheap coffee and hot breakfasts to a clientele comprising young parents with pushchairs, pensioners, and a sprinkling of besuited office types grabbing a quick coffee and checking their email using the wireless internet connection before work. Since its pubs began opening early in the morning last year, sales of breakfasts and coffee have risen by about 40%. J.D. Weatherspoon reckons that it sells 400,000 breakfasts a week, second only to McDonald's, and 600,000 cups of coffee, behind only Starbucks and Costa Coffee. It now, in effect, runs 2 businesses from each of its premises, a family-friendly cafe by day and a budget boozer by night. Its method suggests that, rather than being ousted by coffee shops, the non-alcoholic rivals that have proliferated on British high streets since the 1990s, pubs can incorporate them. Other firms such as Enterprise Inns and Punch Taverns are watching closely. This sort of innovation is a response to harsh times in the pub industry. Every week, 39 pubs close their doors, according to the British Beer and Pub Association, BBPA, a trade body. In 2005, there were 58,600 in Britain. Now there are around 52,500. Many publicans principally blame competition from supermarkets, whose buying power and tax advantages allow them to undercut pub prices. Tim Martin, J.D. Weatherspoon's founder and chairman, bemoans the interference of government. The previous Labour administration imposed a ban on smoking in public venues in 2007, plus above-inflation rises in beer tax, though its reform of licensing laws in 2005 enabled J.D. Weatherspoon and others to open early. Social changes compound the problem. Alcohol consumption has fallen by 13% since 2004, partly because public health messages about the risks of heavy drinking have got through. Back at the Jack Phillips, this time by night, the pub has reverted to a more recognisable business model. The place is thronged with youngsters getting tanked up for a night on the tiles, the kind of overindulgence that worries policymakers. But the latest plan to deter binge drinking could prove a blessing for pubs. Scottish politicians who pioneered the smoking ban in Britain are considering setting minimum prices on drinks, determined by their alcohol content. The prices that are being mooted would make supermarkets' drinks more expensive, but leave many pub tipples unaffected. Adapted from The Economist, September 2010.